An Australian citizen faces the possibility of the death penalty after being formally arrested in China on an espionage charge 7 months after first being detained. Dr. Yang Hengjun is a former Chinese diplomat turned academic and democracy activist. Dr. Yang's lawyer has told PM that so far Beijing has presented no evidence to support its accusations of espionage. Shortly we'll go to Beijing and later I'll ask the Foreign Minister Maurice Payne if Dr. Yang is indeed a spy. But first, Julia Holman is here to get you up to date.
The legal system works slowly in China. 7 months after Yang Hengjun was first detained by authorities, it's only just been confirmed that the Australian-Chinese dual national has been formally arrested. Beijing has accused the academic and writer of espionage. Julian McMahon is one of his lawyers.
He was initially detained at an airport in China and swept away. There's a variety of espionage charges that he could face.
Mr. McMahon represented Australian citizens Andrew Chan and Myron Sukumaran, who were convicted of drug trafficking in Bali and later executed in 2015. He also acted for Australian citizen Van Nguyen, who was executed in Singapore in 2005, also for drug-related charges. He's just joined Dr. Yang's legal team and says it's unclear if charges his client is facing carry the death penalty.
At the moment, it's simply impossible to say what the penalty will be because, incredibly, we don't have the details of the charges. And some of those charges apparently can lead to the death penalty. Certainly, some of them lead to life imprisonment.
How does Yang Hengjun's case compare to others that you've worked on where Australians have faced the death penalty?
Most of the cases that I've worked on for Australians in a lot of trouble overseas, the Australians have been guilty of some serious criminal activity. In this case, the only allegation that I'm aware of is that Mr. Yang had been suspected of committing espionage.
Julian McMahon says he has no idea why Beijing is accusing his client of espionage and whether there are political reasons behind it.
What we do know is no evidence has been produced at all with regard to a criminal charge.
How long do you think it will take before he actually faces trial?
I don't know. Looking at China generally, there's often quite a gap between being detained and facing trial. My hope is that circumstances where no evidence has been produced and where Australia's own foreign minister is speaking up strongly about the case, one of my hopes is that it may quickly resolve as a diplomatic problem where diplomatic conversation can take place, not involving the lawyers, of course. And that if there's no evidence, then Mr. Yang can be released and sent home.
Yang Hengjun was detained just weeks after two Canadian citizens were taken into custody in China. They remain in detention and have also been accused of spying. It's widely believed those arrests were in retaliation to Canada detaining Huawei executive Meng Wuzhou on the request of American authorities. UTS China Studies academic Feng Chung-Yi believes Dr. Yang's arrest is connected both to his pro-democracy activism as well as Australia's stance on Huawei. He says China is essentially holding Dr. Yang hostage in response to Canberra banning Huawei from participating in Australia's 5G mobile infrastructure rollout.
In the Huawei case, Australia has been regarded as one of the closest allies to the United States in dealing with Huawei, in block Huawei's operation.
Feng Chung-Yi says Dr. Yang's family say that the 54-year-old's health is deteriorating after 7 months behind bars.
He has been held in isolation in a room with 24 hours light on. So it's a horrible situation.
Barrister Julian McMahon is urging the Australian government to continue to pressure Beijing for his client's release.
China responds to commentary and the spotlight. If you say nothing and do nothing, then people might disappear for long periods of time.
Barrister Julian McMahon with our reporter Julia Holman.